All right, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. It is Monday. I know it's not 8 a.m. because it's a little bit later. But listen, we are here lifing and we are here. So welcome. I pray you are having a wonderful day. We look different. We are not in a sunny area by the water like we were the last week. We are back at home doing real life stuff, wifing it. Mothering and homeschooling, and she got her child is in college. She ain't got that, but she got other stuff going on. So
Right.
we are here, ready to help you. Listen, as we have been helped, so I hope you are excited. For those of you that maybe you're following on episode two, that my name is Latrice Bartley, founder of Purposefully Living, the Get Fit program, and I have my sis Celeste Bolden here. I would encourage you to go back to episode one because we really want to get into this episode. So I don't want to rehash the last episode, but October and November is dedicated to you. What does that mean for my men followers? You go ahead and follow because you can get something too as you listen, or you might pull your wife on. So we're not pushing you out. But as many of you know, we had that wonderful opportunity to be a part of a book called Help Me. I already gave a lot of our background. Marriage it, ministry is something that we both is near and dear to our heart, working with women and wives. And so God called us together. And guess what? We're just doing what we do. We do this all the time. This is your safe place. And so we decided, why not let these people into our safe place? We let y'all in our conversation. Now, normally we don't talk this early. I do. Y'all know she already told you. I call aloud. She a little hurt this morning, y'all. A little hurt because, she ain't got past 10. But the Lord, she saved and she loved the Lord for real. But, I called out a comfort zone. Y'all see how I am? She ain't there yet. She ain't there yet, y'all. But that's okay. So we are here to serve you. So Proverbs 31:30, we gave you some homework. We're going to get right in. I'm going to let Celeste welcome you in too. Listen, we already said, what can you expect? Get your journal, pen, some cover, get comfy. We are just sisters who are inviting you to join with us, link in with us. We're your virtual sister, your safe place, because we just want to talk all things to encourage you as a wife. So today we're going into Help Me, digging into what is this term. We talked about this last week. So my big sis Celeste is going to kind of give y'all, we're going to be tag teaming today. You can see we on Zoom. We're not together, but it's all right. We listen in the spirit. So go on and welcome him in, Celeste.
So good morning, good morning. Yes, she's all things loud and I'm all things subdued, but that's okay because we complement each other pretty well. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to just kind of share with you the word of God, and then we're going to share with you what we've learned on this journey and what we're still learning. I think this is something that we said last week, that we are not perfect. We haven't reached all things. We're not all things wise, but what we are is we what who we are is that we have hearts for God, and we just want to do what He would have us to do. And in doing that, we want to encourage you to do the same. We provided this space so that you can come and just kind of be with us. I'm hoping that at some point, and I don't know if we'll be able to do this later on as we continue on, where we could like see comments or see people say, oh, I girl, I know what you're talking about. Oh, yes, I dealt with that, or I'm dealing with that, or oh God, he delivered me from that, and this is what I found. Because it's so encouraging, as you may know, it's so encouraging to know that you're not alone in going through the things that wives experience. We're not alone in this. We all have similar experiences. And so that's really what we want you to know, is that we're right there with you in the trenches, and we're still learning, we're still growing. And so, and this is one of the things that we learned as we were a part of the anthology, I Am His Help Me. We were still learning things about ourselves. And as we begin to dig deeper into Help Me and what that meant, one of the things that I found out was that I was not that, at some point in time. But the Lord over time has done, you know, great things in me. And so he's done a work, and I'm so grateful that I had a heart that was ready and willing to respond to who he had already created me to be. And that's who we are as wives. He's already created us to be the helpmeet. But we have to be in a position and willing to hear what he's saying and be able to be teachable so that he can lead us into, continue to lead us into who he's already designed us to be. So as we said last week in the introduction, help meet. What does that mean? It means that we are our husband's helper. It was a term given to us specifically, purposefully, intentionally by God the Creator, by God himself. And I thought that was amazing that God thought so much of us that he designed and created a specific role just for us, right? So the word, as I said last week, it's pronounced as Azayir in Hebrew, and it just simply means help. And I want you to know this, because in Genesis 2 and 18, this is where it came from. In the Amplified Version, we're going to read it one more time. It says, "Now the Lord God said, it is not good, it is not beneficial for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, one who balances him, a counterpart who is suitable and complementary for him." Now, as we dug deeper into what help meet means, it goes deeper than that. And so, ladies, here's what I want you to know. This is what I want you to know that you are, all right, as a help meet. You have great strength. You are a great supporter. You are not a slave, because God wouldn't deliver us from the bondage of sin and then have us to be enslaved again to our husbands. That's not what this is. So you are not a slave. You are not weak. You are not less than. You are not less valuable. You are not inferior to, nor are you unequal. Okay, but what you are is you. This is a position of dignity given by God himself. You are suitable. You are powerful. And you are influential. You are all of those things. And that's who God made you to be. Sis, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, and just for those of you, we want to make sure that you're taking good notes for Bible if you're looking for the word help me, because we, as we mentioned last week, we're really diving into the helper. That's what you're going to most times see help me is defined as helper. Celeste just gave beautifully how what it the definition is, but in King James Version, so KJV, for those of you, if you have a Bible, that is where you're going to find the term help me. And it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him." So that's where the term is, KJV. And then the only thing I wanted to add really quick that we didn't say, which Celeste already is our number one. If you're taking notes, and we want you to always get something. We know we're going to get something because we done prayed for you. But these are your, if we don't leave you, if you like, what are they talking about? Lord, help me. I want to say something because Celeste mentioned about comments. In the podcast, if you're my podcasters, you can leave comments in there. Please leave us some. It will come to us. Even if you want to, there's an option now. Those of you that are on Spotify, listen, I done moved a little bit to housekeeping. You can leave an audio message to us. We will get that. Remember, utilize the email, info@latricebartley.com. We're working on getting one for help me so that it'll go. But you can send that only. We're looking at it. Send us some feedback because we want to make sure that we're doing, we're not only giving you what God gave us, but if there's something that concerns you or something you want more of, utilize it. But here's your takeaways really quick. We want you to know, number one, Celeste has already said it. The term help me was God-given, not man-made. She meant help me. She didn't mean help me. It's in King James Version. Two, it is a term of honor, strength, and influence. She just said that. We want you to leave this episode knowing, man, my role is a term of honor, strength, and influence. Three, our role is an opportunity to learn what our husbands need. And then four, the very word help me use to describe us is a role, is a title that describes God himself. So I think you beautifully described. I think the only thing that I would add that Celeste brought out is in that definition, when we look at the Amplified, I love that it says, under helper, one who balances him, a counterpart. Like, hear what she was just saying, the prestige. Like, when you think about balancing somebody, have y'all played the game? You know, you'd be like, you try to put your one leg out, but you need the other person. And if they move left and this whole thing on, like, literally think about you balance him. Like, so let's say it, you're not inferior. You're not, you know, this isn't a title of honor. And then it says a counterpart, like a counterpart. And I looked up counterpart, and a counterpart is a person or thing holding a position. Like, we want to ask you today, what's your position? What's your position? What's your position in your marriage? Is your position combative? Is your position in your mindset like, I'm nothing, I don't bring anything? Is your position like, I don't have nothing? Is your position, oh, I'm everything. He can do him and I'm going to do him. Is that your position? I'm every woman. Listen, that was me. I'm going to be honest. I'm all the things. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to do. Position, climbing the ladder on the wrong side of the wall. Because some of us, our position is wrong. And so as Celeste just gave us what help me means, and when we understand that this is something that God gave us, and yes, it's prestigious and honor, but when we're a counterpart, we have to make sure we're holding the right position. Is it imbalanced because we're on the wrong side? Are we maybe not balanced because we by ourselves, we don't even have a position with them? It's just two people. We're not merged. So think about that term, a person or thing that holding a position or performing a function that corresponds to the other, a thing that fits another perfectly. Counterpart, it fits. You fit. I don't care what it look like now. Y'all ever bought that shoe and you know it's your size? And you be like, but why it fit? I know I wear a size 8. Because sometimes you got to just keep wearing it a little bit. You know, you got to keep wearing it and it stretches it, or maybe the shoe real tight. But the more you kind of wear it, it starts fitting right. That's your size. But it's like, why it feels so? Sometimes it take a little time to understand your position. But by definition, it says you fit another perfectly. You fit him.
And so with that being said, ladies, we don't have to compete for a seat at the table. We don't have to compete. God has already put the seat at the table for us. Like, that's who he made us to be. So we don't, for those of us who feel like we have to compete with our husband, you know, Latrice and I were talking about this. I thought about some of us who maybe, you know, like, I know for me, I have a really smart husband. He's really smart. And that's not to say I'm not smart, but he's really smart, you know. And I went to college and I did all of the things to achieve and accomplish, you know. I feel pretty good about myself. So I'm not necessarily saying that. But what I am saying is, you know, maybe you didn't complete college, or maybe, you know, you got, you know, you just did like some technical training or whatever. So when you married your husband, he was all the things and you were kind of coming in, and maybe that made you feel a little inferior. Or maybe that made you feel like you didn't bring enough to the table or something like that, you know. But the truth of the matter is, that's not how God sees you. And what we have to really understand, and listen, we said it in the first episode, we're going to come from scripture because that's our foundation. And so what I want you to know is, we have to believe, first of all, we have to believe that God is who he says he is. Because then when we start to believe that, when we start to believe that, then we're going to believe that we're going to believe what God says about us, right? So if I'm telling you these things are coming from the scriptures, right? We read it to you, Genesis 2 and 18, King James Version. He made you a helpmeet. Then we explain to you what helpmeet means. We defined it for you, okay? This is what God is saying about you. This is not what we're saying about you. So what I want you to do, woman of God, you know, what I want you to do, sis, is I want you to believe what God is saying about you. You are not inferior. You know, you are strong. You complete him. Yeah, I know that sounds, but you do, because that's how God made us. Now, I'm not talking about in the spiritual sense, because God is the only one who, you know, is going to complete us in that way. But I'm talking about as it relates to the marriage relationship. We fit nice together like this. This is how we're supposed to fit. And so we're not competing with him. We're not trying to see if we can do the most or be the most. No, we're trying to, and like Latrice said, you know, how are you balancing? You know, are you trying to do all the things? And I know sometimes as women, we do all the things, you know, and God has given us abilities and talents to do certain things, but let's think about it. Let's not make it. Let's make sure that we're not thinking about it in an unhealthy and an unbalanced way. Let's make sure that we're not competing. Let's make sure that we understand that who God created us to be, that's where we're supposed to be. We have a seat at the table, right? And so this is a helpmeet. Being his helpmeet is a position of dignity, of strength, and we ought to be very proud. And I think I said this before, but I'll say it again. In the scriptures, the Holy Spirit was sent to be our helper. God has ascribed, or he has assigned us this role of being helper. So when I thought about the parallel, like, of course, like I said, we're not the Holy Spirit, but we have the title, the same title as the Holy Spirit in being the helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. We are our husband's helper, and God did that. So to me, that was really amazing that God thought that much of me, little old me, that he would assign that role. It's a big role, and it's something that we should take seriously. It's something that we should really want to be for our husbands. You know, it's something that we should not take lightly, that we should really ask him, because that's who the Holy Spirit is. And I think we're going to, you know, get into talking about what that means. Asking the Holy Spirit, how can we be better at what God has assigned us to be? Because that's really, and it's not talking about necessarily being perfect. Latrice talked about Proverbs 31 and 30. And when you look at the whole Proverbs 31 woman, you're just like, man, she was perfect, right? That's what you think. But God didn't ask us to be perfect. He asked us to be obedient. That's what he asked us to be. So in being obedient, and he has assigned us to be our husband's helpmeet, how are we being obedient? Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? And I might have jumped ahead, so I'm going to let sis talk. But how are we listening to the Holy Spirit? How are we listening to the voice of the Lord? And we'll talk about more practical ways of what that means, because it might sound like big stuff, but it's really not. It's the small things that we do every day in our homes, for our children, for our husbands. It's in the small things. It's nothing huge and mystical or anything like that. It's really simple. But the fact of the matter is, are we opening up ourselves so that we can be who God has assigned us to be? And we're not climbing up on the other side, on the wrong side of the wall, as Latrice talked about. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be for him? We're hoping that you want to be what God has made you to be, and not trying to be something that he didn't create you to be. Because if you're trying to do that, that's never going to work out right. So we want to help you with that.
And I want to go back to, I want to go back a little bit to what Celeste said for those that may be competing. And in your mind, you're not competing, right? You know, none of us is like, come on, that's like saying I'm a sinner. You know, I sin. It's like, I mess up a little child. You're sinning. Okay. You know, we let these words bother us sometimes. Competing. Mm-hmm. You're probably competing because the reality is you want to feel like you bring value. You want to feel like your opinion, like what you say matters. Oftentimes we want to know or be brought into decision making. Because I want to bring it all the way down when she was talking about, you know, maybe I think about seasons, let's just be honest, where I was a stay-at-home mom. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Like, I have always been one that loved to work, period. I like to have my own. I love being a career girl. I love working in corporate. I did. But I understood that we had a goal. When we started having children, we made an agreement that he really wanted me to stay home with the kids. And I was okay with that. And I looked back on that. That was a blessing that he wanted me to do that and he allowed me to do that. If I be very honest, during those periods, though, when you have been in corporate and bringing your own, you feel a little, you know, you're just looking at oatmeal, diapers, a catastrophe, mommy, while he goes off to the gym or while he goes off to be great and save lives as a nurse, you know, while he and you over here like, have a good day.
With all the attitude.
We don't, you know what I'm saying? In my mind, right, was I thinking competing? No, I just wanted that. That didn't feel valuable, if I be honest. It felt chaotic. It felt like, who am I? I'm looking at this, but I had to see. And if I be very honest, in that season, I knew nothing about help me. I'm not fixing a lot of you. Did not. That was not a term that I was familiar with, right? And so when we're talking about competing, a lot of times, let's peel it on down, is value that we're looking for. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. And so sometimes we're striving in that and it becomes a little bit of competitive. I'm going to make this decision. Right. But I didn't consult you. I'm grown. I know how to make decisions without you, you know, but that ain't the way the Lord, you know, we do things. There's a unity, right? Those are subtle ways of competing. I took right. 50. I work. What's $50? You know, y'all know how we.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah. But that's yeah. Competition, right? Because start then to recognize there's a better way to do things. And one of the things that I want to say transparently that I had to learn, and honestly, I got it to a certain extent, but I had to learn it in a different way in my marriage. I remember in my single, I'll go back to right before marriage, there was something that was very, very life-changing for me. And in our youth ministry, we would have what they call youth helping you focus. And so it was kind of like the young adults. And this particular day, you had to know my pastor back then, like whatever came out, come out. That's what we heard, okay? Whatever.
What so came up, came out.
Yes. This particular day, though, she just started talking about one is a whole number. And I never remember hearing anything. And she went in on everybody, girls and boys. She was like, I'm trying to understand. He take you out on a date for a burger. You already, he your boo. Like, he just want a burger. He wasn't committed. Why are you trying to, you know, she really opened up our eyes. And then she was, you know, really saying like, you all want these kings. But are you a queen? Why you don't think they want comparable? Why you don't think they want suitable? Why you don't think they want the best? He better have this and he better come with the coins. And she was like, but are you that? And so she was like, when you find yourself needy, be honest because you're not whole. And y'all, that thing did something for me because I remember during that season having little spats with y'all. But at the end of the day, even then, I wanted that place, right? And I was wanting validation from him in a way that I didn't recognize only God could feel. Right. Now, fast forward into our marriage, though I got that lesson, and man, God did some things that I know prepared me for marriage. But when I think about some of the earlier seasons of motherhood, I think we forget that we are individuals. And this is what Celeste was saying would help me. We have a seat at the table. You're not trying to earn a seat, but we have to sit and position ourselves with our shoulders back and our God confidence, not confidence in you, not confidence in your role, in your money, in your position, in what I'm just as good as you. It's not about that. We're one. We're actually the same in God's eyes. The roles are different. That's biblical.
Correct.
There's not a he's this and I'm that. We are on the same level. The roles are different. So you sit at the table just like any board meeting. There is a president. There is a COO. We can't have two COOs. You don't see that. Two VP of this, but there's only one role. And so I think it's really important to bring out, here's the thing that we want more than anything that we had to do. And we talk about this all the time with each other, y'all. Really admitting your stuff and owning your stuff hurts.
Yes.
Being able to say in motherhood, I'm needy. I'm not happy right now. Right. I remember, I was the heaviest I ever had been. I think Miles was like, one, Langston was three. I mean, I'm like full baby. I'm just being honest, having to say like, hey, can you put a couple of dollars in my account? That did something for me because I'm not working at this point, right? And then on top of that, if I just be honest, I'm huge. I'm uncomfortable in my weight, and he's going to the gym every day. And I remember we had this big fight because I was just like, if you cared, you would take me. You would, and it wasn't about, I kid you not, I remember he looked at me and he said, I'm not your problem. If you want to go, go. I never stopped you from going. The reality is I wanted him to be this place of you are this and you are that. And because you're this, why don't you come with me? And God would not. And oh, let me tell you, I could have just punched him in his throat. I was mad. Who you talk to? Who you, you know, I'm like, you don't love me. You know, y'all, I'm dramatic. I am. But it was real.
And it's a real thing, though. It's real, yes. Yeah.
It was like I wanted something from him that God was like, I need you to come to me and really say how you feel. I need you to come to me and say, I'm overworked. I'm overweight. I don't like my life right now. So I can show you the value of that one-year-old and that three-year-old and this place that you have that women would die for right now. Mm-hmm. But because I'm already looking ahead, wanting to be at the job, wanting to have my own check, wanting to have God, like you can't even appreciate the benefit that I'm getting. And so I remember when he left just being broken and just being so upset. But the reality is he was right. The only person that was stopping me was me. But I was wanting from him what only God could give. So when we're talking about competing, a lot of times the competition is within ourselves. Is there really one? You know, and don't get us wrong. We're going to dig some more as episodes go. We know that all husbands are not, you know, there are some of you are in the trenches. It's like, no. You don't understand what I'm doing. We're going to get in that. But we want to set a foundation that focuses on us. We're not trying to look at them and blame them. We want to take ownership for us. Yes. Right? Because God can do anything. But we a lot of times want to say because they did. And the Lord said, no. It is you.
That is so, we gonna that's do so true. You. That's so true. And that's such a good point. And that's something that we talk about all the time, you know, and that's something that you have to really come to own. I mean, and that's hard. That's really hard to own. Cause then you find yourself, but he didn't, but why he can't, but Lord, why you can't deal with him? Well, why you can't, he the problem, he the this, he's the that, you know, as if we have it all together. And most times we don't, you know, there is something. I remember I was praying. I don't know if I was having a conversation with somebody or I was praying, but one of the things that I, you know, was saying to the Lord or talking to the person, I just can't remember right now, but you know, the heart shape, right? We have a heart and we have with our in our hearts, we have all of these things. We have all of these little pockets and crevices and stuff. And I thought about like the deepest, that point down at the bottom of the heart. And I think about that as a crevice. And I think that sometimes stuff be real, like stuff down in there, like compact down in there.
That's
And
good.
you don't really know that it's there, you know, because that's the deepest part of the heart. And you don't know it's there until adversity or till things come up, you know, and you really start to discover. If you stop and if you pause, you really start discovering, man, I didn't even know that was there. Like, I didn't even know I could feel like that. Like, I didn't even know that I had that much rage. I didn't even know that I had that much anger, resentment, bitterness, like whatever it is. Like, I didn't know. And for me, there were things that God allowed to happen to just show me what I had down in that little point of the heart, way down there. And he allowed it to bubble up. And why does he allow it to bubble up? Not to shame us, you know, not to condemn us, but to get it out of us. Because, and again, and I think we might have said this in the first episode, you know, this process of marriage, we liken it to the process of sanctification. Like, you just don't all of a sudden arrive, you know. There are things that we get over. There are things that we think about differently. Our perspective changes, whatever. We may not visit that thing anymore, but there is always something, because we're always changing. We're always growing, us as well as our husbands, right? So there's always going to be things that he wants to constantly reveal to us, because he's just making us to be better for what? For our husbands, and better for the things that he's assigned us to do. And let me tell you this. If that stuff is down in the crevices of your heart and all of those pockets and stuff, you're not going to even be able to do the other things you need to do in life until he works on that stuff, right? Because it flows into all areas of our lives. It doesn't just stop in our marriage. It goes on our businesses. It even goes in our church. You know, if we can't really work in partnership with our husbands in the way that it was intended to, how do we think we're going to work in partnership at church? That's going to be out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what'll end up happening is you're doing all the stuff at the church, and your husband, you leaving your husband back at home. And that's not how God designed that to be. And now, mm-hmm. I know, because I'm married to a pastor. So I know, like, for those of you who are married to leaders or whatever, you might say, well, he's doing all of that. You know, he leaves us, because it's a real thing. He leaves us at home. You know, he's doing all the things for the church and not necessarily really tending to, as Latrice said, we're responsible for what we do. God gonna handle the rest. But we have to be in a position to be able to hear what the Lord is telling us, so that he can work on us while he work on them. Because he'll do it, because he's done it. And he's a God. He does not lie. He can be trusted. And what he said he would do, he will do it. Where he's not like men. He's not like humans and people. You know, we tend to say things, and I think most of us have good intentions. But God is very, he doesn't lie. He does, he will do everything that he said he would do, right? So let us not, and we'll wrap this segment up in terms of competing. Let us not compete. You know, let us hear, you know, allow the Lord to expose what's in us, so that we can be responsible for our part. Because if we do our part, God is going to meet us there. He's going to meet us right at that point. And he's going to do what he needs to do in us. He's going to work a work in us, but he's also going to begin to work on those things that we are bringing to him, right? So I just wanted to, you know, say that, add that extra 2 cents onto there.
No, that was good. And as we're ending this is how we want to end. We want to leave. We talked to you starting out about the term help me. We hope you really got to understand it. We meant help me. Genesis 2:18, King James Version. But as we said through Amplified, helper, counterpart, one who holds a position, balances, suitable, complimentary, like,
yes.
Nothing but honor that you hear from this. And like I said, take time. What should you do? Let's say, well, let me go to where I'm going. Then I'm going to tell you something. here's what we want to leave you. Our role as Help Me is an opportunity
to learn. Yes.
What our husbands need. It's an opportunity to learn, not learning what they need, learning you. Like Celeste was saying, when we discovered this term, we were digging, and I remember when we were on the phone the first time when she was kind of sharing her stuff, I'm sharing my stuff. Then I think it was a Saturday, and I reminded her of this the other day because she kept saying, you need to send me the stuff. I do need to send it to her. But there was a Saturday that she called me about 5 minutes before I had just, I mean, I was like full tears before God. Like this thing was being revealed. As we wrote this book, we both can say it was purging. It was cleansing. It was so many things. If you've ever, you know, become an author before, depending on what you write, you know, you go through phases in that book. It's not just like, oh, okay, da-da-da. It's processes, right? Yeah. And so I remember just like, Lord, you know, because it's so easy, as Celeste said, to just focus on them. God, I'm doing. What about him? What you gonna say? What? And so help me put you in a role of what you're bringing. Are you bringing it? It's not about him. This is your role. Because it's easy for us to be like, you the priest. The Lord said, you need to be put in your life. The Lord said, okay, well, here your role, help me. You the support. Are you support? Right. You know, we throw that piece. Mm-hmm. And then now you got a role that we done discovered, right? And so this particular day, I'm just crying. It's like the Lord is showing me things in me that I need to do it. I'm not there. And I remember just recording some things authentically that I could hear the Lord just preparing one day. Hang up. And she calls and she was like, I was in the presence of the Lord this morning and he was tearing me up. And then I'm like, I was just crying too. Y'all, we really be doing this. And we sit here. And so we both took notes and we're sharing the notes and we like, shut up. And so I told her when we were preparing for the episode, I literally found where I journal and I journaled. My sis called today. It's amazing. We had the exact same experience. Like I had the journal entry and she was like, what? Send it to me. And the audio. Why am I saying this? I'm sharing this with you because it's an opportunity, y'all. We get it. This is why we're here. Some of you might be right now like,
I don't know, girl, still a little bit.
Like, you ain't even trying to yell right now. Because you were in the trenches, right? You like, I don't like him. He need to be fixed. I don't even think I want to be in this marriage. And then on somebody else, maybe you're really, because we don't want to just talk to everybody that's mad in their marriage. Some of you are really here. It's like, girl, help me. I like him today. I really want to stay with my boo. I'm trying to make it like everybody.
How can I be better?
Mm-hmm. Right. And you want to be better. So we want to cater to all, but we just want you to know it's an opportunity to learn. You just, Celeste said it perfectly when she said, our relationship mirrors sanctification. We could just drop the mic off of what she said right there. You will not be all you need to be till you in the grave. Now, if you ready to die, go ahead. But for those of us that want to keep on living,
yes,
you're gonna keep on surrendering.
Yeah,
like it's an opportunity every day. Sanctification, we have to yield, we have to surrender, we have to submit. And it looks like ouch, it looks like tears, right? And so, we want you to know that Help Me is an opportunity to learn. But how do you learn? This is the most important part. You need God. This is why we gave you Proverbs 31 and 30, not to go through all of the things, but it says charm and grace are deceptive and superficial.
Superficial.
Beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, reverently worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting him with all filled respect, she shall be praised.
Yes.
That's the whole process. Worship him, obey him, serve him, trust him when you don't understand. So though we've introduced help meet, though we've broken it down, we've reminded you that it's a term of honor, strength, and influence. You do have a seat at the table. But maybe some of you have walked away from the table because the reality is you've walked away from God.
Right.
You don't know who you are in Him.
Yes.
So let's start it out by saying we have to see ourselves through His eyes. You have not embraced that He said you are His workmanship.
Yes,
I don't
yes.
care if you was on the pole. I don't care if you was on crack. I don't care if you are the offender. You cheated on your husband, or maybe your husband cheated on you, or maybe you just, it's just been rough. You don't know
Doesn't
who you
matter.
are. You self-sabotage. It does not matter. He
Right.
said, I gave my son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus died for you.
Yes. Yes.
He died
Yes,
for
yes.
you. And if you confess Him, Jesus, as Lord, if you believe in your heart that He is your Savior, you can be saved.
Period, point blank.
Period, point blank. Read Romans 10, 9 through 11. Because some of us feel like we're going through these emotions. Like Celeste said, we want to compete. We can't see ourselves through Him. We feel inferior. Some of us are in different seasons. Maybe you got laid off. Maybe you were the breadwinner and now it's straight. Maybe you dealing with a spouse that you're taking care of. We could go on and on with scenarios. Number one, you got to own the title. I have a role. I'm at the table. Now what you gonna do? Y'all know how the movies with your girlfriends, they be like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What? And you be like, okay, back up off of me. Hear us. It was serious.
But we're
for me. Like,
asking,
okay.
we're asking. No, we're asking, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You at
yeah.
the table.
You at the table.
Because when a CEO brings his people to the table, guess what he expects? A report out. You don't come to the table and be like, oh, you want me to tell you something today? They're going to be like, fired. Now, we have a God that doesn't fire us, but He put you at the table, like Celeste said. The reason we're really digging in this because we want you to know that your identity is not in your husband. Your identity is not in your wealth. Your identity is not in your children. Your identity is in God. And if you don't know God, it begins with Romans 10, 9 through 11.
Yes.
Here's what it says. I'm going to read it to you. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's it. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can know Him. Because
right
you
now.
Can't even embrace this role. You can't even really release the hurt and the things that in your mind, I'm here, He's there, I do that, He does that. It will always be a Him versus me until you understand I have a role that I need to own, and I can't own it without God. Period.
Period. That's it.
And you'll miss learning opportunities. We yeah. said, help me is an opportunity to learn. It's not a master class. It's not a one time and you got it. It's a staying at the feet of the Lord when Holy Spirit say, that was wrong, clap back, and you didn't do that right. It's an opportunity to learn His needs, who you are, but it takes God to do that. And so that's why we gave you Proverbs 31 and 30, because it's the woman that's willing to worship Him at His feet.
Yes.
It's the one that's willing to lay it all down. Celeste said something a few minutes ago, and it was so good when she was talking about these feelings that we have. But here's the reality is you got to be honest. If we could tell you anything, we are honest. And the reason we have this safe place for you is because we didn't know how to do that. We were good at putting up a facade.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't like that.
No.
I was looking good in corporate. Look, I dressed to kill. Y'all know I love to dress now. Little pearls, but a hot mess on the inside.
Yeah.
I didn't know who I was.
Right. And a beautiful thing about all of this, and it just, it's, I guess I'm not getting emotional, but I am just a little bit, because I think about who God is and the fact that we can be transparent before him. You know, sometimes we feel like we can't go and tell people how we really feel because we might be scared of some judgment or, ooh, like I wouldn't have ever figured you to be that way just looking at you, right? Because we do real good with making the outside look really great. But the insides are broken and it's torn and it's confused and it's just all the things are going on the inside, right? But God is the one person that we can go to. And don't think of God as just this mystical in heaven. He's somewhere in heaven doing what he does. No, he is paying attention to you all the time, every day, every moment. As a matter of fact, he is waiting on you to come to him and be transparent. You know, there were many times that I went to the Lord and said, I'm a mess. Like, I'm just, oh my God. Or I just don't like where I am today. I'm unhappy. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like him. I don't like, you know, I just was transparent. And it's not until we can be really real and raw with how we're feeling or what we're dealing with, it's not until we can be really real and raw that then God will meet us right at that spot and say, okay, daughter, I see you, I hear you. Okay, now let me do this. Let me do this for you. I remember doing ugly cries all the time, like snot, like the whole thing. Like it was a mess. But God met me in all of those places every time. I mean, and I'm not just saying, like every time he met me there. And so that's what we're saying to you, right? And I know we're driving it home, but it's because we had to do the same thing. Let him meet you in those places. Be very transparent. Don't try to hold stuff back, because what is that doing for you? The only thing that it's doing when you hold things back is it's allowing whatever it is to fester even more and to get more out of control and to grow into this ugly thing. And then what happens is when something happens, it manifests in this really ugly way. And then you're asking, how did I get here? Like, how did we get there? I've been there. How did I even get here? And then you have to walk everything back. So we're trying to get to you before you even get to that point. Now, if you've already gotten there, because I've been to that point where I was already like in the mess, like in the middle of it, God will meet you there too. He will meet you there with all your tears, all your hurt, all your messiness, all your ratchetness, you know, all the words that we like to use. He'll meet you right there. So I'm just encouraging you to start with your relationship with God, you know. Take yourself to him. Expose your heart to him. Allow him to have access. Because that's one thing. He's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to make you do anything. You have to willingly open up your heart and let him into all of those places. Even the places that you don't necessarily want anybody else to be, let him in there. And if you really want to see God work on your behalf, allow him access into all of those places. And I hope that you will start by doing that today. Like, start now. You don't have to wait until Sunday. You don't have to wait until your midweek service to get to church. Create that altar in your closet. Create that altar in your bathroom, in your car, wherever you might be. Create the altar right there. And you don't have to say a bunch of words. Because God, first of all, he already knows what's going on in your heart. That's the awesome thing about him. But confess some things to him. Confess some things. Repent of some things. You know, say what you want him to do for you, you know, and allow him to start with you first, which is what he's going to do anyway. So allow him to start with you, open up, and watch and see how he will even begin to transform even your way of thinking about all of the things that are, you know, that may be transpiring right now. So I encourage you to do that today, sis. And we look forward to hearing about your experience. You know, if you decided to do that, then I think, Latrice, if you could repeat where they could drop their comments or drop their confessions that they've made unto the Lord or whatever it is. We want to know, you know, that if that's what you did, you know, if that's where you had to start and, you know, and go back to. We want to know that, because we are committed to praying for you or over you as we continue, as we walk this journey out with you. So we want to know.
Yeah, and again, I'll put it on the YouTube. If you just go down in the Open Body YouTube, we're going to put these scriptures there, Romans 10, 9 through 11, Proverbs 31 and 30. We're going to put Genesis 2 and 18, and there'll be a little link where you can email us in the podcast link. You can put it in there. I'm working on creating a little form from you that's private so that if you wanted to type something in. So we're trying to do, just give us a little time. It might take a couple episodes, but any of those links you can send in, but just open your heart. It hit me when she was talking what I was trying to say when she talked about the heart. This is what she was talking about. Wait, let me see if I can make a heart. Yeah, there you go. See this part right here? This part right here. Where them thumbs meet. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Down up here. And up. All up in here a little big, but it's down. Yeah. Let him in there. And one of our things we love to talk about between us all the time, because we're both feeling people, emotion people. And we both talk about how you have to be honest with God. What does that look like? I hate him right now. Somebody might be like, God is not scared by it. That's what you feel. I don't want him to touch me. I don't like him. I don't, I don't like me. Lord, I feel like I'm this, I'm wasted. Use the real words. Those does not scare, but what he does, like, so let's say he meets you there. He's going to receive the death. He already know it. But then he begins to love on you and say, okay, now let's deal with these words.
Yes.
Right? And so we want you to be the best that you can be in your role. But as we said, it's going to begin with him. And so as you let him in your heart, if you give him your heart today, we want to know about it. And for those of you that maybe you've given your life to the Lord, but you're just not in a good place. Maybe you're backslidden. Maybe you're struggling in your faith, this marriage, everything. Here's what we said that we're going to reiterate. Take the emphasis off of him for a minute and really do self-inventory. Ask God, what does that look like? Lord, help me to be the help me. Am I help me? Am I what you created it to be? Am I owning the role? He will begin to show you. Just take for a minute all the things that he did. Just put him to the side and focus on you. And then watch what he will do. It's not going to be easy. That's why we're having this. Been there, done that. Still do it. It's not easy. But we both, I think Celeste can say as well, when we look back and see those places that we yielded to God, that we were willing to be honest with God, though I love homeschool now, she can tell you how many sessions she's taught me through when I'm boohoo crying, saying I made this and I made that, and I'm sitting here with these three kids. Ain't nobody give me no check. And she would have to talk me off the ledge to be like, sis, really? Like, those were raw statements. It was a safe place.
It was.
I didn't feel treasured and honored by God to be homeschooling.
Yeah.
And I'm not just sitting here and lying and tell you I did. Now I do, because that was another version of help me that had to be revealed. The support, right? That's all we're saying, is be honest. And if you need us and God, because we don't take the role of him, right? But we're that sister. So if you need us, just email us. Like, we're here, okay? Mm-hmm. So before we leave, I'm going to put the link in, and we're going to do a prayer really quick. Who going to pray? You going to pray, Celeste? You want me to pray?
I can pray. It's okay.
Look, make the first lady pray. I always pray. Pray first lady.
We're not going to talk about first lady. No, we're not going to make this complicated.
We're not.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time of sisterhood. Yes. We thank you for this time in your presence. It is always a privilege and an honor to be in your presence. And Lord, we get to be in your presence, which is so awesome, God.
Thank you,
Lord, we thank you for the women, oh God, who took the time to even listen to what we've had to day today, Lord. And Lord, we're not talking in our own strength, but we're talking about what you've done on our behalf, oh God. And so we just, our heart's desire is to just encourage that woman, to let her know, oh God, that you are right there. You will never leave her. You will never forsake her. You said you would always be with her, oh God. And so impress upon her now, oh God, for her to know, oh God, that you are there waiting to hear what she's going to bring to your feet, oh God. I thank you for being a God that doesn't lie. Thank you for being a God that you know how we feel already, oh God. Jesus, when he came, Lord, on the earth, he experienced all the things that we are experienced or have experienced, oh God. He is our greatest example, oh God. And it was to let us know, God, that he could relate to us, Lord. But he doesn't want us to stay there, God. And that's the most important thing, oh God. So as each and every woman decides and makes a choice to bring themselves to you, oh God, I just ask, oh God, that you do what you do best, Lord. Love on her, oh God, and just let her know that who she is in your eyes, oh God, that she is a masterpiece, oh God, that she was created, oh God, and shaped in your image and in your likeness, oh God, and everything that you put in her, oh God, is to be for your glory, God, but she has to see you through your eyes. She has to see herself through your eyes, Lord. And so we're just asking, oh God, that, oh God, you would meet her where she is, oh God. I don't care how low down, oh God. I don't even care. Maybe there's a woman that's, you know, she feels like she's okay, oh God, but there's always an opportunity to learn and there's always an opportunity to be better, oh God. And so, and that's where you come in. You are going to show us, oh God, where we might be falling short, oh God, and you're going to help us. You're going to reveal it to us, oh God, and then give us the courage and the boldness to bring it to you, oh God. We thank you for being the awesome God that you are. And we look forward, oh God, to you getting the glory by the testimonies, oh God, that are going to come forth through these women, oh God. Continue to reveal to us who we are as help meets, oh God, and how we can help our husbands be the best versions of themselves, oh God, as we endeavor to be the best versions of ourselves through your power, oh God, and through your spirit, oh God. So thank you, oh God. We bless you and we praise you. We glorify you and we magnify you, oh God. You are awesome and worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, y'all. We will see you next week. Next week. Don't forget, I'm going to put the link in. Just scroll down. If you're getting this on YouTube, just open the box. Scriptures are there. You can click that link for info. For those of you that are on the podcast, just roll up. You'll see the link in there. And you'll see on the podcast where you can send. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I know I say send them a message. You're like, who I'm calling? Us. It's not going to, you're not going to call me like on the phone, but we will get your message and we will be able to respond to you. Okay. So those are the ways. We love y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye. See you next week. Bye-bye.